Praised be Jesus and Mary. On the solemnity of the Annunciation, what comes to mind as a reflection as we read the gospel of this occurrence of Gabriel sent from God to tell Our Lady that she has been chosen to become the mother of God, the mother of the Messiah. In this episode of the Gospel, we see an important lesson of exactly what kind of and what kind of a relationship God wants to establish with man and how He wants to do it. And the one point that sticks out that I would just like to focus on briefly is that God, when He enters into a relationship with man, with humanity, never takes anything away from us. At no point in our lives does He deprive us of anything. Quite the contrary, He gives us more than we expect. And in the case of Our Lady, we see that beautifully because Our Lady, as we know, and as the Gospel points out to us, wasn't expecting to become a mother. Rather, she had already made up her mind, moved by grace, to consecrate her virginity to Him, to give up this beautiful gift of motherhood in order to possess virginity and to give it to God as an offering, a pleasing offering. But with the Annunciation, God's plan was revealed to her, and it was different. She was called to be the mother of God, and Our Lady was called to not fear, but to trust. The Holy Spirit will overshadow you, and you will conceive and bear a son. And Our Lady did precisely that. Though maybe her plans were different, seemed different than those of God, she trusted. And she said, "Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, may it be done to me according to your word." She saw in God not someone who takes away, but someone who gives. So she accepted this gift of maternity. And the beautiful thing is that precisely in that moment, becoming a mother, she didn't lose the privilege of virginity either. Although it seemed like she was renouncing something, God was taking something away, precisely when she was willing to let go of it and trust in God, without taking away Our Lady's virginity, He gave her the gift of maternity. Because God never takes anything away, but rather always exceeds our expectations, goes beyond what we even dare to hope for and expect. And Our Lady, for that reason, becomes a more perfect image of that eternal generation of the Word from the Father, from a single parent, from Mary, just as the Word proceeds eternally from the Father alone. So in time, from a single parent who loses nothing in begetting a son. It's important that we learn this lesson from Our Lady as well in our spiritual lives, because sometimes we don't see God as someone who gives, but we fear Him as someone who takes away. And that's why we cling to things, and to use one word, we cling to sin sometimes, because we think we need to protect ourselves from God who's going to take away things from us that we need to cling to and defend and not relinquish. Because if we give them to God, we'll be disappointed. A good prayer to make today is to ask Our Lady to help us to see God not as someone who takes away, but as someone who gives and never disappoints, but rather increases our joy beyond what we could ever hope for. It'd be unthinkable. Wow. Virginity and maternity together. Yet it happens in Our Lady, because nothing is impossible for God. And so for us, if we're willing to let go of things, if we're willing to let go of what seems to be in contradiction with God's will, we too will notice that we won't be disappointed in the end. But God, who sees us ready and willing to let go of whatever comfort zone we've constructed for ourselves, whatever things that we cling to, if we're willing to let go of them for love of Him, won't disappoint us, won't frustrate us, but rather will increase our joy beyond what we could ever imagine. He will reveal Himself to be, in this sense, a God of surprises, who gives more than what we can hope to ask for. Let's ask Our Lady to make this happen in us, to give us this trust in God. so that he too might bestow upon us great gifts, more than what we could ever hope to ask for. Praised be Jesus and Mary.